understand the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23? Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23 and 24. Am I God who is near, declare the Lord, and not of God afar off? Verse 24. Can a man hide himself in a hiding place, so I do not see him, declare the Lord? Do I not feel the heaven and the earth, declare the Lord? That's what God says. I think during the time of Jeremiah, quite a chaos this time. Toward to the end of the stage of the kingdom, I think. And here God says, am I God who is near? I thought about the love. Once you love someone, not yet, better not. But if you love someone, even though some far distance, your heart is very close. It's not based on geographically how far from the person you love, because your heart is there, so you're very close to the person. You think about your parents, it's very close to them, to you. The ones who every time you think about your parents, quite far distance, have some problems. Because that's indicators that you have some problem between you and your parents. So if you have a problem, naturally your desire to get away from the person. You don't want to close to them. But once you have a desire, you love them, then no matter what, your heart is getting close to that person. It's draw near to that person. That's a true love. Here God says, I am God who is near. That's God's desire. We know God is a spirit. In order to show his love, he manifests himself to us. How much I love to you. Especially when he sent us the Holy Spirit, showing us. Here's another way of manifestation, that sending us the Holy Spirit and let his Spirit of God dwelling in our heart, showing his expression of his love. And say, am I God who's near? A rhetorical question. I think it remind the Israelites at that time, the God I truly love you. I'm very close to you. But you don't want to draw near to me. From the first messages, verse 23, am I God who is near? We can think about your life and my life. How much we draw near to God every day in our life? What is a priority? If you love someone, then when you write down your love letter, always put your heart is there to write things. If you receive the letter, and then you just so cherish and you read it 10 times. After I engaged, my wife keeps sending me a letter and start collecting every time open it, read it, and then put back, and then open it again. My memory is poor, so I cannot memorize, but at least I meditated. So it's so joyful, every time I look at a letter, and so I feel I can see her heart. All the collections, until I get married, I read it over and over again. After I get married, it's in the box. But I'm talking about here, issues are here. Because I can see, I can feel it, my fiance's love. So it always, when I go to the letter, it's so touching my heart. So I can tell how heart is getting close to her. So you can think about it. We say sometimes I love God, God is a, you know, the sister, and my God who is near, God is near. How close to us? How much you truly love your God? Now, I heard one of the stories that this one is one South Asia. One time he went out to get open the door and went out and see that there's a monkey. So he started to feed a monkey with a banana. So later, later he find out that he bring the several more monkeys morning. So started feeding the monkey. Every morning, these monkeys keep coming. And so it becomes joy, which I'm not joy, it's too much, but it's for entertainment. Yeah. So he started feeding in the morning, he started feeding these monkeys. But he keep feeding and feeding year by year, year by year. But this monkey never get close. Once feeding the banana, they eat the banana. But this man trying to get close to the banana, to the monkeys. And then these monkeys always keep a distance, run away. And then I find out that's his limitation. And then he says, I'm still feeding the banana. Feed the banana to the monkey, but I don't that much. My heart is attached to the monkeys, just only feeding itself for the become a habit. So we can think about our God, between God and us, our relationship. Sometimes we need something, so we come to God, and then we ask Him something, and then we don't want to that close to God, because in order to close to God, there's a kind of prerequisite in your life. You have to be holy yourself. Your worldly life of your those kind of routines, you cannot give up yourself. So that my commitments, your commitments, is not enough. So maybe because NY test we just started, you can think about it. Your distance between you and God, how close? Your heart is burning. You think about every time you think about God, think about the Lord Jesus, your heart is warm, heart is very close to God. Or, yeah, there is a God. I know because when I need something, then I kneel down and I pray to God. But I want to this much keep the distance. When I want something, then I want to get something, then I want to keep the distance. Well, I really, really want to, you and I really want to jump in to engage this relationship. So you and I truly can build this relationship with God, draw near to God. So you can experience a closeness with God. I hope in these 2 weeks you can think about your life. So I hope that you can truly draw near to God, so you experience in your prayer, in your spirit, touch upon the God's spirit, so you can experience God. Sometimes our heart is quite dry. Why? Because there's no relationship. Sometimes you kneel down, pray to God, but why dry? Because my relationship is not too close to God. If you're close to God, your life is always be comforted, always be encouraged. Your spirit is always uplifted. We never be discouraged. Sometimes I myself also discourage myself. Then I ask myself why I'm discouraged. Because I rely on something else. But if I rely on God, no matter what circumstance out there, my heart can be rejoiced. My heart can be have confidence. When Jacob run away from his brother, on the way in the battle, and then he was sleeping. And then he saw the letter from the heaven was open, and the letter came down, and the angel went back and forth. He found out that there's a God. And God says, I'll be with you. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. I think that's a promise to you and me. But sometimes we do not want to truly be convinced by He Himself within us. So our life, we are Once we open, then we can see in this world, and things in this world is more attractive. So we can get close to the world, and then somehow God wants leave it as a distance. I hope that this NYTS make another, you know, for you another stepping stone for yourself to draw near to God. I hope you can make it truly a, maybe end of NYTS you can write, you know, love letter to God, your personal lover. So you know, you can write them, my beloved, my God, you know how much I love you. After that, I don't know what to say. But here I'm just talking about love. Love is precious. So love is always near. It's beyond your life. Maybe you're not that smart. Because I'm not that smart. So I can tell. No matter what circumstance you are, how much you have, you know, gifted, you know, because nothing is belongs to you. Because God always supplies to you everything, actually. Everything belongs to God. God supplied to us, showing us His wonderful love. And you come here to this NYTS, how wonderful it is. This kind of wonderful chapel, air conditioned here. This, truly we are, you know, under the great love of God in our life. But we can appreciate it. We can truly. So we can, when we understand the love of God, I hope we can draw near to God. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 13. This is a very famous verse. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 13. For I know the plan that I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans for welfare, the welfare, and not for the calamity, to give you a future and hope. That you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And God says, verse 11 says, I know the plan that I have for you. This is not only talking about, you know, the time of during the Jeremiah. You know, just, this is not a 2,500 years ago message, it's only for themselves. This message is actually to us. So God, our Lord, our God, has a confidence. I know the plan. He knows the plan. If God says, I don't know the plan, then there's a problem. But if God says, I know the plan that I have for you, to us, is declared the Lord, plan for welfare. Not a calamity. This time, actually, Israelites, they're under the great stress. And they're about to the kingdom was ended. They have to be exiled to the Babylon at this time. So, verse 10, already God mentioned that 70 years. And this time, you have to exile to 70 years. Your life must be quite as rough. Yet, my plan is not pain and suffering, but welfare. A joy in your life. God, I think God has all each one of us here. He already set a certain plan for you. Never be discouraged in your life. Never be your footstep to withdraw from God. Always close to God. Because He's already drawn near to us. Because His love already showing to us. Never be discouraged yourself. Sometimes I see that, you know, when you come, those sometimes they were young, they come too close. But certainly they disappear from the church, disappear from the, you know, service. Because of discouragement. Maybe seeking something else. They're disappointed with God. No, we cannot be disappointed. Because His plan is clear. I know. God says, I know my plan for you. It's a happy ending. I really like a happy ending. Because I have already had the ending. Maybe in the future, you know, who knows, the next year I'm dying. Who knows? A plane crash, car accidents. I misstepped to falling down to the cliffside. Who knows? Who knows? One day I'm, you know, because I'm dying and dying. Maybe terminal illness is face up in my life. in the next years. Maybe I'm dying one day, but it doesn't bother me. It's okay. Because I know my God. I can trust Him. Because God is Spirit. I know He gave me life. Life of eternity. In this world, it's okay. I became stupid, and stupid, it's okay. Foolish. The foolish side of my head. The foolish can do something, not the right things. My brain is not that good, that's okay. I'm not that intelligent, that's okay. But because God loves me, that's enough. My wonderful Lord. This is my theme song. My wonderful Lord. He's my Savior. Why? Because He's near. Because He supplies us all what I need. Because of eternity in the kingdom of God. But go back to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23. And my God was near, declared the Lord, and then after this, and not of God far off. I thought about why God said this word. You know, because if you drop this and not of God far off, if you drop this part, still this statement stands. Am I a God who is near? It's already enough. Don't you think so? And I think about why God put it after that, and He put it here, said, and not a God far off. Because if that's our part, and this time all the people of Israel, they purposely keep the distance from God. I myself am already near, but you yourself purposely keep the distance from me. So please, don't do that. That's the kind of message from God to the Israelites. So I hope that these 2 weeks of NYTS, hope of your commitment in your prayer. It's not like, you know, this single prayer and second prayer. Should I? Do I have these things give up? This is still, you know, does it happen and compromise my life? Don't do that. Once you want to commit your life, commit it. Then you can gain the result. If you don't do that, you cannot get any result out of it. You know, when you go to school, you take the class, but you enjoy your life with the parties or other things, naturally the grade going down, right? But you cannot enjoy even when you go to party because you have to study. But once you go to study, then you want to enjoy it and back and forth your life. Then after 4 years, once you can see that your grade is so lower, and there's nothing you can gain out of it. But same thing in the Christian life, commitment. Just like Daniel, like his three friends. When they were captured, exiled to the Babylon, their age is about 17, 18 years old. They are not there, you know, like 30, 40 years, like my ages. Already they have so long of their life experience of God, you know, so they have such kind of firm foundation, you know, such a long time, you know. So nobody can shake their faith. It's not that. Their age was very young. Their age just like you. But they already commit their life. I do not want to defile my life. I want to stick to God. No matter what circumstance, I want to stick to God. So God bless them. Sometimes we think that, you know, blessing has come from our own hands. Maybe we are very smart at the school. Your performing of your, you know, you are like, you're intellectually, you're very high. So you have this piece of cake when you study and, you know, finish your, you know, whole courses, no problems. But true success is not come from in your hands. God has to help you. God give you, you know, proper chance. God allow you to lead you to the right path. Make your life to success. Success is not depends on our hands. Success depends on God's hand. Then holding God. That's your success. The rest of your life. And your life is precious from now on. Your first step, and step by step, you know, your college, after that, your careers, and you find out your spouse, your life after that, you settle down. All the rest of your life, it depends on today, your decisions, your commitments. So hope that this 2 weeks of your life, you can commit yourself I want to love you. You become my lover for the rest of my life. Since you said you draw near to me, maybe that, you know, in my life of past, I far off from you, but today, from on, this moment, I really love you. This is my commitment. Please accept my heart. Hope that you can, your heart can show to God. Revelation chapter 3, they mention about the church in Laodicea. They say the lukewarm faith and lukewarm faith. If somebody, you know, assist, I ask you, if somebody later on you meet somebody that becomes your spouse, love you but it's lukewarm love, what are you going to do? You don't like it. Then definitely you do not submit to your husband. Your husband like a lukewarm love to you, then you go your way. Lukewarm faith. Why these members, why these people lukewarm faith? Because they're distanced from God. They're seeking something else. You can, I'm going to ask you, if your heart now, you can look at yourself. My heart is truly burning with the love of God. Or God is there. God, you know, the 30 minutes of prayer. Now, because, you know, plus 10 more minutes, 40 minutes. 10 minutes more extra suffering. Oh, if you think about that way, then, you know, it's not a lot. It's a burden for you. Hopefully, you know, 30 minutes plus 10 minutes becomes, well, 10 more minutes I express my love to God. So you can enjoy. Hopefully now you can change your heart. If you just look one faith, change to the heart. Heat it up yourself. Love is hard. Love is hard. If you say you love someone that the heart, your heart is not heat up, then it's not a true love. Every time I look at my children, I want to hug them. I want to kiss them. But now they're teenagers, it's not much deal. But for me, never changed. Oh, I like to smell the teenage smell. I'm close to them because I love them. But they're different. Love is precious. God always draw near to you. But it's not your time. Show your true love. Yeah. Verse 24. Can a man hide himself in a hiding place so I do not see him? Declare the Lord. Can a man hide himself in a hiding place? It is a blessing because, you know, God can see everything. It is a blessing. The one I love can see me. It is a blessing. When I, because I, you know, I was I'm assigned to the Chicago. Every day I call my wife. Sometimes my wife missing call, but I call her every day. Sometimes two times. I report what I have done. Because I love her. And love means truly care. Love means care. So God really cares about our life. So He's everywhere. His eyes everywhere see what we're doing. This is true love. His eyes watch over us. Enjoy your life. And then after that, do I not feel the heaven and earth? This is the love of God. If His love is not full and filled in here, maybe it's cold. But because His love is everywhere, that's His expression of truth. How we are alive, we always within His love, enjoy His love. But only is it possible when your heart is commit yourself to draw near to God. Then we can enjoy this love. Help the 2 weeks. Let us march forward. Let us approach to the God's heart and enjoy your prayer. All the messages, all the word of God can touch upon your heart. So make this 2 weeks of MY test, make your heart be turning point. Another step, another dimension of your Christian life to be. So God be with you, God help you. So for these 2 weeks, let's come forward and pray together.